At the end of 2020, South Africa was still in a level 3 adjusted lockdown over the holiday season, with the ban on alcohol sales being announced just days before the end of the year. In a move that has been questioned by some experts, the president also elected to close dams, lagoons, parks and beaches in hotspot areas. Now looking forward to 2021 and slowly approaching a year since COVID-19 hit South Africa, the latest presidential address outlined the regulations for the continued level 3 adjusted lockdown going forward.
Based on the recommendations of the National Coronavirus Command Council, Cabinet has decided to maintain the country on adjusted level 3. Most of the measures that were announced on the 28th of December 2020 will remain in place. The hours of curfew will now start at 9 p.m. and end earlier at 5 a.m. The sale of alcohol from retail outlets and their on-site consumption of alcohol is still not permitted. To reduce congestion and the high risk of transmission, Cabinet has decided that the 20 land ports of entry that are currently open will be closed until the 15th of February for general entry and departure. The full list of exemptions will be contained in the regulations. Most indoor and outdoor gatherings will not be permitted. Funerals may not be attended by more than 50 people, and there needs to be social distancing, hand washing, and mask wearing at funerals.
However, we enter 2021 with renewed hope as several COVID-19 vaccines have begun to hit the market. Having taken a period of less than 12 months to complete, South Africa has managed to secure a total of 20 million vaccine doses that were secured through the COVAX initiative.
In phase one, with the first batch of vaccines, we will prioritize around 1.2 million frontline health workers. In phase two, when more vaccines arrive, we will prioritize essential workers such as teachers, the police, municipal workers, and other frontline personnel. We will also prioritize people in institutions such as old age homes, shelters, prisons, people over 60 years of age, and adults with comorbidities. In phase three, with increased supplies of these vaccines, we will then vaccinate the remaining adult population of approximately 22 million people.
Looking back, here are some pivotal moments in South Africa's fight against COVID-19 2020, starting off with the initial announcement by Health Minister Zweli Mkhize on 5 March 2020.
And we confirmed the existence of a patient who has tested positive for the COVID-19 virus for the first time in the country, and this patient was identified in the province of KwaZulu-Natal. An individual who had come from Italy and came through our borders when he had no symptoms and there was no problem whatsoever, and the symptoms developed about 3 days after his return.
Further on 15 March 2020, a travel ban and closure of schools was announced by President Cyril Ramaphosa as South Africa declared national state of disaster over coronavirus. This came after the number of confirmed cases of coronavirus reached 61.
We're imposing a travel ban on foreign nationals from high-risk countries such as Italy, Iran, South Korea, Spain, Germany, the United States, the United Kingdom, and China as from 18th March 2020. We have cancelled visas to visitors from those countries from today, and previously granted visas are hereby revoked. Any foreign national who has visited high-risk countries in the past 20 days will be denied a visa. South African citizens returning from high-risk countries will be subjected to testing and self-isolation or quarantine on return to South Africa. Travelers from medium-risk countries such as Portugal, Hong Kong, and Singapore will be required to undergo high-intensity screening. South Africa has 72 ports of entry into our country, which are through the land, sea, and airports. Of the 53 land ports, 35 will be shut down with effect from Monday, the 16th of March. Schools will be closed from Wednesday, 18th March, and will remain closed until after the Easter weekend. Gatherings of more than 100 people will be prohibited. Mass celebrations of upcoming national days, such as Human Rights Day and other large government events, will be cancelled.
Less than 2 weeks later, on 23 March 2020, President Cyril Ramaphosa announced that the country will be going into lockdown for 21 days, which was expected to start on midnight March 26, 2020, and end on 16 April 2020. At this stage, the number of confirmed cases had reached 402.
The National Coronavirus Command Council has decided to enforce a nationwide lockdown for 21 days with effect from midnight on Thursday, the 26th of March. This is a decisive measure to save lives of South Africans from infection and save the lives of hundreds of thousands of our people. The nationwide lockdown will be enacted in terms of the Disaster Management Act and will entail the following. From midnight on Thursday, 26th March, until midnight Thursday, the 16th of April, all South Africans will have to stay at home. I have accordingly directed the South African National Defence Force to be deployed to support the South African Police Service in ensuring that the measures we are announcing are implemented. South African citizens and residents arriving from high-risk countries will automatically be placed under quarantine for 14 days. Non-South Africans arriving on flights from high-risk country we prohibited a week ago will be turned back. International flights to Lanseria Airport will temporarily be suspended. International travelers who arrived in South Africa after 9th March 2020 from high-risk countries will be confined to their hotels until they have completed a 14-day period of quarantine.
Now sitting on more than a million confirmed cases, and as a country awaiting the rollout of vaccines from the end of January, it is still unclear whether these vaccines would be able to tackle the new variant of COVID-19. According to Professor Salim Abdul Karim, the chairperson of the COVID-19 Ministerial Advisory Committee. For Multimedia Live, I'm Amina Dekka-Asma.